views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Do you need assistance in discovering what you truly want in your life? Are you feeling unhappy and stuck and are clueless how to change that heavy feeling? The Laura Longley Show delivers powerful ways to work through common problems and stuck points. This fun and unique weekly show invites some of the most creative and transformative practitioners and authors, hypnotherapists, EFT practitioners, acupuncturists, and astrologers, among others, to activate your wildest dreams. Get ready to tune in to be more of who you truly are. Laura and her guests will take your calls and help you bring your brilliance to a greater brightness. Get ready to snap to a whole new level in your life with joy leading the way. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness for good. Now, here is your host, Laura Longley.
Good morning. I'm Laura Longley, and you're listening to The Laura Longley Show on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour, and let us help you experience ways to get unstuck and live an inspired life full of meaning, purpose, and happiness. Well, I have to tell you that online dating is really proving a fertile ground for my own growth and evolution into the person that I truly am in my soul. And today I'm going to be talking about how to let go of waiting for the other shoe to drop. In other words, the ability to be happy with what is in the present moment without constantly searching for how that happiness will be taken away. Being able to trust that all is well and in your highest good, no matter what the outcome. I was able to make this shift, finally, with the help of a man that I met online. But first, we're going to do our healing meditation as we do each week. And this is personal to you. You can send love and healing to something that's going on in your own life, some internal situation for you, or to a bigger world situation, or to a situation that's something going on with family or friends. So in order to do this, all you have to do is open your heart and intend to send out love and healing energy. And we're going to begin by taking a deep breath in and release that. Deep breath in and release that. And by each of us doing this individually, we contribute to healing of the planet, healing of the world overall. So I appreciate your participation in that. So I'm going to move on to talking about our light bulb moment today. And as you know, the format of the light bulb moment is I share a story of my own learning, and then I generalize it for you so that you can apply it to your own life. And today, usually these are completed by the time we go to our first break. Today, we might have to take a break in the middle of it because my story is kind of long, but hopefully that information will all be very helpful for you. And so the topic today is about letting go of waiting for the other shoe to drop. And on the show a couple weeks ago, I talked about online dating, and I talked about how you can use it, as I am, as a means of personal growth, of learning lessons from every experience that you have. And it doesn't have to just be online dating. It could be dating of any form. But using the experiences, whether they are successful in the terms in terms of the relationship goes on, or what we might call unsuccessful. I don't like to use that word, but if the relationship really doesn't work out, there are still so many ways that you have growth and learning and change. And so this is rolling all of that into one really big shift that happened for me a couple weeks ago. And since the show a few weeks ago, I have continued to explore and meet new people. Maybe only two. I don't know. I haven't counted. But a few weeks ago, I began talking to a man by phone where we just really connected. You know how it is. Sometimes you meet somebody and there's just, you know, a click there that you're on the same page, you're on the same wavelength. And we had conversations that were fabulous from the perspective of they ran the gamut from light and laughing and silly to really some pretty deep conversations about things that were pretty intimate and important to each of us. And during one of our conversations, I realized that one of the things, and it's a big thing, that gets in my way in relationships is that I'm constantly waiting for the other shoe to drop. Now, what does that mean, waiting for the other shoe to drop? I think most people probably know, but just so we're all on the same page, what that means is that when things are going well, and I would qualify that as I see them as going too well, I start looking for what's wrong. I start looking for how is this going to end badly. And when I had this realization during this conversation, I shared this with this man. And, you know, it really felt great to feel so comfortable with someone that I could tell them this very intimate information, because truly this was me saying, you know, I have this stumbling block. I have this foible that is not that it creates issues in me being able to create the relationship that I want. And so it felt so great that I could share that. And it led to us talking about waiting for the other shoe to drop. And what I realized is that it's a form of self-protection. If I see the bad thing coming, you know, if I'm out there scanning the horizon for what's coming my way that is going to destroy this thing that is too good, then I can pull back and not fully engage. And therefore, when that other shoe hits the floor, I'm not hurt as badly as if it had taken me unaware. But I also realized that this practice has kept me from being able to fully engage emotionally, and it's kept my heart from being fully open to both giving and receiving love. It has really, truly been the stumbling block for me finding the relationship that I really want. And, you know, this waiting for the other shoe to drop or looking for what's wrong, it's also a way of trying to control the outcome. And, you know, here I am telling all of you the value of letting go of attachment to the outcome. And yet, in this particular kind of situation with the dating, I am still, or was still, trying to control the outcome. And so I decided that it was something that I really wanted to let go of. And I wanted to practice a new way of being in relationship where I wasn't always thinking, this is too good to be true. What am I not seeing here? And, you know, trying to pull back the covers and see what am I missing so that I would know, oh, yeah, there really is something bad here. Better bail. Well, not coincidentally, the following day after this man and I had this conversation, I had a session with the practitioner that I mentioned a couple weeks ago on the show about signs from the universe, Mary Jane Allen. And my focus for the session with Mary Jane, because this was my choice of what I wanted the focus of the session to be, was to discuss all the physical problems I'd been having for the previous 5 or 6 weeks. I had had a lot of physical issues, which was not the norm for me. I'd had a cold that turned into a cough that still has not completely gone away now. I'd been having some intestinal issues. I'd been having some headaches. I'd been having some getting really hot, which maybe is hot flashes, maybe not. I don't know. But it had a lot of this stuff just constantly. And I wanted to understand, why is it that this is continuing? Well, what she said is that most everything has been that's been going on physically for me is related to doing a lot of clearing because I'm in this up-leveling phase. And I'd heard this before, both from her and from Pavitra, my body talk practitioner. And so, you know, I kind of was like, okay, yeah, I can understand. And I could see that it was winding down. So I can just let that be what it is. But there was one physical issue that didn't really seem to fit that category. And that was that I had gotten a scratch on my eye. And that didn't seem like a clearing kind of thing. And, you know, I could already see that there was a metaphor around an injury to the eye about not wanting to see something. But I didn't know what it was that I didn't want to see. And so I asked Mary Jane about that. So she consulted with her guides and she said that the eye injury, which I still don't even know how I got, was related to this man that I was talking to. That what I didn't want to see was I didn't want to see the future if things didn't work out. And I kind of went, wow. Because that really is exactly the same thing as waiting for the other shoe to drop, my expectation that things would not work out. And here, he and I had just been talking about this the night before. But in this case, it wasn't about me turning a blind eye, it was about me turning a blind eye rather than the searching. It was about, you know, it was like, I could either be searching for what's wrong or I could pretend that nothing could be wrong, which neither of them are the way I want to be, because that's not the same thing as letting go of attachment to outcome. It's more like burying my head in the sand and not wanting to see what is there. And, you know, the timing was amazing, really. I had my first conversation with this man on a Saturday, and it was Sunday morning, less than 12 hours later, when I woke up with the eye injury. I'm kind of like, wow, you know, could this be any more obvious that this is what is going on? And Mary Jane's guide said that the not wanting to see or the waiting for the other shoe to drop, it stems from not having faith in the universe and thinking that I have to control everything. And also from not trusting that whatever happens is for my highest good. And so we did a clearing on these issues. And frequently during a clearing, I can feel energy move in my body. And that happened this time. But what doesn't normally happen is that I began to cry and I felt my whole body just release those fears. And I knew that in that moment, I really had shifted. I had changed that outlook, that practice of looking for what's wrong whenever things are going too well. And as the relationship with this man continued to unfold, I had feelings that I hadn't felt in, I can't even tell you how many years, 25 years, maybe longer. And that's because I'd been keeping the lock on my heart. And now my heart was open and I could feel those things. And what was amazing for me is that I could literally feel it in my body. I felt a warmness in my heart chakra that was new to me, maybe with the exception of the feelings I have for my son, and especially when he was a baby. But in terms of a romantic relationship, I don't remember ever being that in tune with my body that I could feel that warmness in my heart chakra. And, you know, I think I just never allowed myself to really feel that love in my body. And, you know, in the end, things didn't work out with this relationship. And I'll share more about that and the lessons from it later in the show. But the end result is that I've shifted for good and my heart is still open, even though this particular situation didn't work out. And before we go to the more general, how you can work on letting go of waiting for the other shoe to drop, if that's an issue for you, I think we're going to take a break now, and then I'll share that piece when we come back. I'm Laura Longley, and you're listening to The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. You can find me on Facebook at The Laura Longley Show and at thelauralongleyshow.com. Stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
Are you looking for more balance and direction in your financial life? We all have questions. When can I retire? When do I want to retire? Will I run out of money? Is there a better way? All are valid questions, no matter what your goals. Jeff Pacman, financial advisor with Pacman Brown & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated in Bellevue, Washington, is hosting an evening to address these questions and more on November 5th from 6:30 to 8 p.m. Call 425-372-4813 for a formal invitation. Hors d'oeuvres, beverages, and parking will be provided. This is an informational event. There is no cost or obligation. Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA and SIPC.
Are you interested in helping others by tapping into something more? Do you want to play a bigger role in the shift that is occurring on the planet? The 111 Activation is an energetic session which has helped many worldwide to quickly transform their lives for the better, to gain greater clarity, experience deeper spiritual connection, and express their soul's truth. You too can learn how to facilitate this powerful energetic activation for your friends, family, and clients, even if you have had no previous experience. Please join me, Christine Upchurch, for the 111 Activation Training Seminar in Seattle, November 15th and 16th, to learn a process that is being called expansive, life-changing, and profound. Come be a bigger part of positive change for others. For more information, please visit StellarReflections.com. That's StellarReflections.com. Or call 425-999-9836. 425-999-9836.
Listen to the Yo Andrew News talk show every Tuesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. More info where to listen? www.yoandrewnts.com/listen. Don't get your message lost in the mail. Email us with this address, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com. How about tweet Yo Andrew at AndrewTweetGeo? Taking a picture is easy. Instagram us today at YoAndrewNTS.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Swaying room as the music starts. Strangers making the most of the dark. Two by two, their bodies become one.
Welcome back to the Laura Longley Show. And today we're talking about letting go of waiting for the other shoe to drop. How to be able to have trust and faith that everything works out in your highest good without having to constantly be vigilant about what bad thing might be coming. And before the break, I was talking about this week's light bulb moment, which is my story about how I was able to let go of waiting for the other shoe to drop. And so what we're going to do now is we're going to talk about how you can do that too, if this is something that is an issue for you. And I recognize it's not an issue for everybody. But if it's something that you have difficulty with, this is how you can work on it. So, you know, first of all, just ask yourself, do you find yourself constantly scanning for the bad thing that's going to happen to disrupt your happiness? And this can be true in any aspect of your life. Romantic relationships, like I shared for myself, but it also can be true in friendships, career, finances, whatever. So if you have a tendency to not trust when things are going too well, to not trust your happiness and be looking for what's going to destroy it, we're going to talk about what to do about it. Because if this is an issue for you, the first thing that you need to know is that because you're looking for something to go wrong, you're actually creating what you fear. There's a saying that worrying is an intention for what you don't want. So if you're focused on, I mean, this is a law of attraction thing, right? That if we focus on something, that's what shows up in our lives. So if you're constantly out there looking for why this isn't going to work out, why this isn't okay, what's going to go wrong, then you are creating that in your life. And it prevents you from really enjoying your happiness in the moment because you're looking for how it's going to be destroyed. So if this is an issue for you, here is what you can do to begin to shift it. The first step, and I say this about many things with our light bulb moments, the first step is awareness. You have to be aware that you're doing this. So notice when you're looking for what's wrong or what's going to go wrong, rather than just accepting and enjoying what's right. Okay, so awareness. And then understand that you're actually preventing getting what you want by looking for what you don't want. And again, worry is an intention for what you don't want. Next, work on your belief that the universe is a benevolent place. Some part of you does not believe this if you feel like you have to control in order to get what's in your highest good. It's the letting go and allowing that lets the universe bring in what is in our highest good. And it's having that trust and faith that lets you get there. And, you know, you might need to work with a practitioner, like I did, on clearing the subconscious beliefs that prevent you from being able to trust and have faith. And, you know, I've worked, and if you've listened to the show, you know this, I've worked with a number of different types of practitioners that work on subconscious beliefs, because that's what these are. These are subconscious beliefs that get in our way of really what we want and what we want to create in our lives. And so some of the types of practitioners that I've worked with that do work around shifting these subconscious beliefs are Body Talk, Psych K, Access Consciousness. And Access Consciousness actually is something that you can do yourself. And you can just search for it online, Access Consciousness, and there's a series of videos that teach you the tools. And so, you know, if finding a practitioner or spending the money on that is an issue, that might be a great way to go. Energy healing, so working with someone who can help you shift the energy related to those beliefs. Akashic Records, that's Mary Jane Allen, who I spoke of earlier, works with Akashic Records, and that was how we did the clearing this time. That was the final shift for me, because I feel like for me it was coming for a while. It wasn't like I did one thing and it shifted. I had been doing things for several years that incrementally were changing it. Another thing is EFT, Emotional Freedom Technique, and that's the tapping on acupressure points. And that's something, again, that you can learn and do yourself. You don't have to pay a practitioner to do. And hypnosis is another way to get to and shift the subconscious beliefs, because that's the thing that's really keeping you from being able to shift. And finally, let go of your attachment to the outcome. The reason that we're doing this scanning and looking for what's wrong is because we want to try and control the outcome. And the more that you can be in the present moment and just enjoy what's happening right now, enjoy the happiness, enjoy the well-being without concern for what comes next, then the more you'll be able to let go of looking for what is wrong. So that's this week's light bulb moment. And again, it was a longer one than usual, but it's on learning to let go of waiting for the other shoe to drop. So I want to move on from that and talk a little bit more about what happened with this relationship. I don't even want to say what happened with it, but what I got from this relationship, in addition to the fact that it allowed me to make this big shift in my life that I feel is a permanent shift. I feel is there for good, where I am going to be able to have an open heart and I'm not going to have to be as protected as I have been in the past. And one of the other lessons that I learned from it around these fears is that, and it isn't even a lesson from the relationship necessarily, but just from the way that things unfolded with the relationship, is that fears are really from our past experience, are things that we've experienced in the past are what lead to the fears that we have. And just because I had shifted to having this open heart did not mean that all my fears disappeared forever. You know, I'm still human. I have an ego that uses fear to try and protect me. That's the ego's job. And towards the end of this relationship, something happened that triggered fear in me big time. And I was a big mess. And so I'm telling you this partly because I want you to hear that even as you make these shifts, you're going to revert back sometimes. It happens. It's normal. This is part of being human. And what happened for me was that pretty quickly I realized that this thing that happened that triggered all this fear, really the vast majority, I'd say 90% of that fear, was because the event reminded me of bad things that had happened in the past. And only a very, very small portion of it was actually about what was happening right now. And I spent a lot of time journaling and detailing what my fears were and identifying what was real now versus what was a hangover from past relationships. And I learned a couple of things from this. The first one, and this is a really big one, is that just because I've shifted into an open heart, which I truly have, and I believe that wholeheartedly, does not mean that I'm not going to have any fears. Fears will still continue to come up. That is normal. And as time goes by, that will lessen. And as I deal with what's triggering those fears, that will lessen as well. But I don't expect it to ever go completely away because I'm a human being. So number one, just because you shift into being open, having an open heart, doesn't mean that you won't have any fears. And the second thing I learned is that the majority of my fears are not about the current situation. And you know, this is something that intellectually I have understood for a really long time, that most of what happens for us when we get triggered by something, it has nothing to, well, I won't say nothing, it has very little to do with the current situation and everything to do with what that situation reminds us of. And so being able to separate how much of this fear is related to what's actually happening versus what it's reminding me of is very, very helpful. So that was another great learning that I had throughout this relationship that I went through over the last several weeks. And on that note, it is time for us to take another quick break. I'm Laura Longley, and you're listening to The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. You can find me on Facebook and at thelauralongleyshow.com. Stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
When I wake up in the morning, sunlight hurts my eyes.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Galios miso dressings are delicious and made with only the finest, freshest, and all-natural ingredients. Galios miso dressings are low in fat, sugar, salt, and carbohydrates. They do not contain any artificial ingredients or any wheat, eggs, vegetable gums, or MSG. What they do contain is astonishing flavor and silky texture that can only come from using premium quality ingredients. Order online with free shipping at www.galeoscafe.com. That's GALEOS cafe.com.
Call the Oprah of radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's T-H-E-D-R-PatShow.com for listening times in your area.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Hi, I'm Leslie Fontaine with Sheer Alchemy on Transformation Talk Radio, and here's your tip of the day. When we come from a place of need, we're really coming from fear that we won't have or get something dear to us. The irony is that we already are living without it. When we step into our authenticity, that's when we realize we don't have it anyway. So just the honesty of it is painful. But now, shift into the place where you know it's coming. Know it's there for you, and know it's part of your reality in the universe right now. Yes, there may be some tightness you feel in your field, but stay with it. That's just anxiety that it might not happen, and you're just getting your hopes up. Really? Whose voice is that? Learn more about how to be strong as you bravely step into your authentic living that is loaded with abundance. Tune in to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine, and go to my website at lesliefontaine.com.
We're back on the Laura Longley Show, and today we're talking about letting go of waiting for the other shoe to drop, how you can choose to be happy in the moment without looking for how that happiness is going to be destroyed. And during the light bulb moment, I shared how I was able to make this shift and the role that a dating relationship played in that for me. And I also mentioned during the light bulb moment that that relationship did not continue. It didn't work out. It actually was quite brief, although it was a fairly intense, actually very intense, I would say, for the brief time. And that led me to wanting to talk about soulmates, because I think, not coincidentally, about a week or maybe 2 weeks ago, I saw this video clip of an interview of Elizabeth Gilbert, you know, the author of Eat, Pray, Love, with Oprah. And it was just a little clip, like 2 minutes long, and she was talking about soulmates. And Oprah read this quote from the book, Eat, Pray, Love, and here it is. "People think a soulmate is your perfect fit, and that's what everyone wants. But a true soulmate is a mirror, the person who shows you everything that's holding you back, the person who brings you to your own attention so you can change your life. A true soulmate is probably the most important person you will ever meet, because they tear down your walls and smack you awake." And in the conversation between Oprah and Elizabeth Gilbert, Elizabeth goes on to say, "But you might not want to marry them." And I just thought this was so interesting. And as I said, I ran across this about 2 weeks ago, and that was right in the middle of the time that I was getting to know this man. And so Elizabeth goes on to say that a soulmate is someone who changes you, but then they might have to leave because the intensity is so much that you can't have a stable relationship. And that we think, because we get fired up by someone, that we're supposed to be with them. But in reality, once we get fired up, we may need them to go so that then we can go on our journey different than we were before. And I thought this was just, I mean, back then, 2 weeks ago, when I saw this and read and heard and watched this, I thought this was so interesting, because just the week before, and I talked about this on the show about online dating, I talked about a blog post by Ram Dass, where he's talking about the idea of soulmates, and that soulmates really are us discovering ourselves, finding ourselves in another person. And this is a very, you know, very woo-woo kind of idea, but at, you know, the very highest level, that it is God meeting God. And so then to read this and hear this interview, I was like, oh, this is interesting. I have these two things about soulmates that have popped up in just the past week. So this one with Elizabeth Gilbert, where she says that your soulmate is someone who holds up a mirror for you so you can change things. And you might not want to marry them because the intensity is just too much. I believe this is what happened with me and the man that I mentioned in the light bulb moment. I believe he was a soulmate who showed up in my life to show me things I needed to change. The biggest one being waiting for the other shoe to drop, you know, which I've already talked about that on and on today. But the timing of it to me was just not, it was not a coincidence at all. Our relationship was brief. It was less than 2 weeks long, but it was very intense. And so I really related this to this piece I had seen, this interview with Elizabeth Gilbert with Oprah. And so I learned several things through my relationship with this man. And I've already shared the one about letting go of waiting for the other shoe to drop. Another thing that I learned was being able to stand in my truth with compassion and without blaming. So when we had a conflict, I was able to stick to what was true for me, even if he didn't agree or didn't believe me. And I could feel and express compassion for his upset or his hurt without feeling that I did anything wrong. And this is something that's really pretty new for me. I really have been someone who avoids conflict because I feel like my past experience, this goes back to, you know, 90% of our fear comes from our past experiences, have been that it's all or nothing. It's, you know, if you don't believe me or if you don't agree with what I'm saying in this conflict, then I'm wrong. I'm bad. I'm a terrible person. And so it's been very difficult for me to stay with what is true for me and also accept that he doesn't have to agree with that or he doesn't have to believe it and have compassion for the impact that it may have on him without feeling like I did anything wrong. And the last thing in that piece of it was that I didn't feel the need to shift the blame to him when I felt blamed by him. So when we didn't agree, there were moments where I felt blamed by him that I had done something wrong because he didn't agree with me. And, you know, I was able to go, okay, I get where you're coming from and I don't agree. I don't agree. I didn't have to buy into what he was believing. And I was able to allow each of us to have our own experience and it didn't have to look the same as each other. And that is something that was really new for me and really encouraging for me going forward in order to be able to deal better with conflict and to not be so afraid of conflict, because by avoiding it, we just perpetuate it. Another thing that I learned was that I owned my role, but not more than my role. You know, in every conflict situation, there's responsibility on both sides. Now, it's not always 50-50. Sometimes it's 80-20. But there's always some level of responsibility for each side. And in the past, when there has been conflict, I would typically take one of two roads. I would either get defensive and fear that if I admit I'm wrong, then I'll be viewed as bad and fully at fault for the issue. Or I'd cave in and take all the responsibility for whatever happened in order to avoid the conflict. So in this relationship, I was able to admit where I had made mistakes because we all make them. Nobody is perfect. We all do things that are not ideal, say things that are not ideal. And I was able to say, to admit to that, to acknowledge when that was what had happened and apologize for it without feeling like, oh my God, I'm this terrible person. And at the same time, I didn't take more responsibility for the conflict than what was mine, because that was the other path I would normally go down, right? It was either all or nothing. It was all my fault, all their fault. And so I was able to see that there was responsibility on both sides, own what was mine, and not take on what was not mine. And again, really, really huge for me in being able to let go of my fear of conflict, and I think will serve me really, really well in the future when I come up against these situations again, which I know I will, whether it's in a romantic relationship or in any kind of interpersonal relationship. And another thing that I learned that I look at as part of this whole thing of this man being a soulmate for me in order to teach me or allow me to learn these things is that I experienced the possibility of a relationship that was fulfilling on all levels, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, and physically. After the clearing with Mary Jane that shifted me so that I was no longer looking for what would go wrong, I also realized that I had held a belief that I couldn't have a relationship where I got everything I wanted in a partner. My past experience has been either I connect with someone emotionally or mentally, or I connect with them physically. And I've never felt that I could have all of it. And in this particular case, I did. It was all there. Everything that I wanted in a partner was there. And although this relationship was very brief, it showed me that it's possible, that it's possible to have everything that I want. And that my belief in the past that I couldn't have it was really what was creating that. That's what we talked about a little bit ago, right? That what we believe is what we create. And so this relationship gave me the gift of shifting that belief, and it gives me hope for the future of finding the right partner for me that brings all those components and one that will be a lasting relationship where this one couldn't be because of the intensity of it. So that is the piece on soulmates and really what a soulmate is, not being our perfect fit, the person where everything's going to be perfect with, but rather being someone who holds a mirror up for us to make changes in our lives. And if you want to see that video that I mentioned with Elizabeth Gilbert and Oprah, it's on my Facebook page, which is The Laura Longley Show. And it is time once again for us to take a break. I'm Laura Longley, and you're listening to The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. You can find me on Facebook at The Laura Longley Show, like I just said, and at thelauralongleyshow.com. Stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, the arts, education, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Get sophisticated with David and Philip Zarza. David and Philip touch on topics such as human potential, spirituality, pop culture, and purposeful living. Experience an insightful reading from David on what the universe has in store for you, or reconnect with a departed loved one. Philip can look into an issue or anything else you may be dealing with. Go to getsophisticated.com. That's SOPHISTIGAYTED.com or call 206-420-8660.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, Visit LimeLightRadio.com.
What if there was no right or wrong way to be a great parent? Join Access Consciousness Facilitator Glenna Rice as she and Dr. Pat invite you to be the questionable parents you truly are and empower you to know and give the awareness required to create ease and joy with your children. Join Dr. Pat and Glenna as they focus on parenting for the modern family. Tune in every month to the Dr. Pat Show on air and online at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Are you ready to move past limiting beliefs and unconscious obstacles that are holding you back from financial prosperity? Do you want to be free from debt and that feeling of being disempowered? Mary Jane Allen is a financial healer and joy creation specialist who uses her unique set of tools included in her financial healing process to help her clients move past those beliefs and fears. For more information and to contact Mary Jane, visit her website, manifestyourlifedream.com, and begin your financial healing process today.
This you can bet. You stood right beside me, yeah. And I won't forget.
Wow, I was grooving to that music. Thanks, Benny. That was great.
Yeah, no problem. A little Maze, Frankie Beverly, got old school stuff. Yeah, some 70s.
Well, we're back on the Laura Longley Show, and today we're talking about letting go of waiting for the other shoe to drop, and we're also talking about soulmates and what they really are and how it shows up in relationship. And so I just want to finish out the hour talking a little bit more about some of the things that I learned from this relationship that, you know, I don't know that I would actually put them in necessarily the soulmate lessons category because they weren't quite so big shifts, but, you know, maybe they belong there too. But one of the things that was very helpful for me was the way that everything happened in this relationship helped me to let things unfold organically. And, you know, I have a lot of trouble with this, not just in relationships, but in life in general. And you probably have heard me talk before about learning not to try to force things. And, you know, there's the flip side. There's the not forcing, and then there's the not resisting. And so with this particular relationship, the way that I usually do it with the online dating thing is I want to get offline and on the phone right away because I think you can't really tell if there's a connection until you talk to the person. And then once you talk to them, I want to meet in person right away because once again, I feel like there's something that happens in person that you can't know over the phone. So does that sound like trying to control? Yeah, it kind of does. Well, what happened with this particular relationship was this man had his own process and it was like opposite from mine. And he wanted to have a number of phone conversations and get to a place where he felt like this really could be something before we ever met in person. And because that was his process, I didn't have a choice but to go along with it. So I had to let go of my trying to force it to, you know, let's talk, let's meet, let's figure it out right away kind of thing. And it was really good for me. It was really very good for me. And, you know, in retrospect, I see that the reason I always wanted to meet right away was because of that belief I talked about a little bit ago, that where I had a belief that if we connected on an emotional and mental and spiritual level, then I wasn't going to be attracted to the person. And so I had that fear that, okay, we'd get all connected on those levels and then we'd meet and I go, not interested. And so that's another thing that this really helped me with. But so I had to just let it go at whatever pace it was going to go at. And then, you know, once I had my shift, he was also affected by that shift that I had of letting go of waiting for the other shoe to drop. And all of a sudden things just took off. So we went from this just talking on the phone, you know, every other day or whatever it was, to all of a sudden it's like Zoom and we still hadn't met in person. And things became incredibly fast. And so, you know, I had both sides of the coin there. On the one hand, I was having to let it go at whatever pace he felt comfortable with in the beginning. But then once it did start going fast, I had to allow, well, I didn't have to, but I chose to allow it to go at that pace. So I really got two things out of this. The first thing was that I got to practice patience and trust. And, you know, as I said, my need for things to go fast in the beginning is about control, wanting to see what the outcome is going to be from the start so I can protect myself. And in this case, I had to be patient and I had to trust that it would, the outcome would be what it was supposed to be. I mean, that's really the bottom line, right? Letting go of attachment to outcome. And then when things did start going fast, I got to a practice allowing and trust. So we went really deep emotionally, really fast. And in the past, I might have pulled back or tried to slow things down because it's kind of scary. It can be a bit scary to go that fast. But I was able to allow it to go at the pace it was meant to. We were both on the same track with it was okay that it was going fast and that was what was supposed to happen. And given how things unfolded and what ultimately happened with it, I totally believe that was what was supposed to happen. And so now I have a lot more trust in just allowing things to unfold. So that has, you know, a lot of benefits, you know, the least of which is I don't have to worry about what the outcome is going to be. I just let it happen. And then finally, one other thing that I learned that I really feel is so, so important is, and this again is, there's so many things, I think this is true for all of us, that we totally get in our heads. We understand the concept. We agree with the concept. But in real life, it's hard for us to put into practice or to embrace. And in this case, what I got was understanding the difference between someone being a good person or a good man and them being a good fit for me. And this came up for me because when I did the session with Mary Jane, and she told me that, you know, the scratch on my eye was related to this relationship that was starting to unfold. She also told me some other things about this man. And the biggest one being that he's a good man. So when things kind of started to go haywire, not really work out, and I could see that it wasn't going to be working out, that it was going to be coming to an end. In the past, I think that in order to feel justified in ending it or in order to feel better about it ending, that I might have had to make him wrong. I might have had to say that he was not a good person in order for it to be okay to choose to let that relationship take the course it was meant to take, which was to end. But I think partly because I believed Mary Jane when she said that he was a good man, and partly because of this big shift that I've had, that I was able to see that there is a difference between someone being a good person and someone being a good fit for me in a relationship. And in this particular case, this was a really good person, a really kind and caring person. And for other reasons, they were not the right fit for me in a relationship. And it feels so much better to be able to be in that place of making that distinction. Because frankly, I believe everybody is a good person at heart. And I don't want to go around judging people as being bad or wrong just because they're not the right fit for me. So that is our show for the day. And just for your information, if you need more help with ways to start making shifts and changes in your own life, you can get more information on Facebook at The Laura Longley Show and at thelauralongleyshow.com. I want to thank you all for tuning in to the Laura Longley Show. I had a great time. Please join me every Monday at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific on KKNW in Seattle, WBLQ in Rhode Island, or anywhere at thelauralongleyshow.com. Have a week filled with wonderful shifts and letting go, and I'll see you back here next time.
You've been listening to The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Tune in each Tuesday on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time, and on KKNW every Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Time, and everywhere on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Laura and her friends as they help you create the life that you truly deserve. For more information about Laura, her services, and amazing tools, visit TheLauraLongleyShow.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. I want to share an interesting story about Galeo's dressings and marinades. I recently had some work done at my local dentist, and I thought I would give him a treat by bringing in fresh veggies, and I thought, what could they possibly dip it in? So what I did was I brought the only thing that I know how to bring as one of my favorite Galeo's dressings. I brought them the Dijonnais, and so what happened was monumental. Everyone in the office finished the tray before my dentist could actually get to it. And they are still talking about it weeks later. To find out more about these gluten-free, GMO-free, low-sugar, low-fat, amazing dressings and marinades, go to galeoscafe.com. That's GALEOSCafe.com. Make sure you add this to your fall pantry or ask for the dressings at your local grocery store. Remember, shipping is free.
Are you looking for more balance and direction in your financial life? We all have questions. When can I retire? When do I want to retire? Will I run out of money? Is there a better way? All are valid questions, no matter what your goals. Jeff Pacman, financial advisor with Pacman Brown & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated in Bellevue, Washington, is hosting an evening to address these questions and more on November 5th from 6:30 to 8 p.m. Call 425-372-4813 for a formal invitation. Hors d'oeuvres, beverages, and parking will be provided. This is an informational event. There is no cost or obligation. Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA and SIPC.
Are you interested in helping others by tapping into something more? Do you want to play a bigger role in the shift that is occurring on the planet? The 111 Activation is an energetic session which has helped many worldwide to quickly transform their lives for the better, to gain greater clarity, experience deeper spiritual connection, and express their soul's truth. You too can learn how to facilitate this powerful energetic activation for your friends, family, and clients. Even if you have had no previous experience, please join me, Christine Upchurch, for the 111 Activation Training Seminar in Seattle, November 15th and 16th, to learn a process that is being called expansive, life-changing, and profound. Come be a bigger part of positive change for others. For more information, please visit StellarReflections.com. That's StellarReflections.com. Or call 425-999-9836. 425-999-9836.
Listen to the Yo Andrew News Talk Show every Tuesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. More info where to listen? www.yoandrewnts.com/listen. Don't get your message lost in the mail. Email us with this address, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com. How about tweet Yo Andrew at Andrew Tweet Geo? Taking a picture is easy. Instagram us today at YoAndrewNTS.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.